Thank you all so much for joining me for another episode of Authentically Arletta's podcast. Last week, we talked about transparency and how it adds to our authenticity. But this week, we're going to make an even greater contribution to our authenticity, and that's called integrity. You know, integrity has been defined so many different ways, and you hear the word so often, but what does it really mean? In the dictionary, Merriam-Webster's dictionary, I should say, it stated that integrity is the quality of being honest and being with strong moral principles and moral uprightness. But why is integrity needed in our authenticity? Why is that even an important component? And what roles does integrity occupy in our daily practices of discovering and developing our authenticity? In comparison to authenticity, integrity, in my opinion, is the ability to adhere or stick to your own internal moral and ethic code. The one that you set, and you set the bar as to how high it will go. But the thing is that within integrity, you have to be honest and you can't waver. Authenticity, if we're going to practice authenticity, is being authentic. It really means being genuine and true and not swayed from your original self, regardless of ridicule or opinion. You see, I read a quote earlier and it stated, "If you value your integrity, then be prepared to take a beating from those who have none." Now, I can't even tell you why this resonated so much with me. If you value your integrity, then be prepared to take a beating from those who have none. I'll tell you why that resonated with me so. And it's because I can count on both hands and feet how many times I've been talked about for doing what was right, for doing what was honest, for not succumbing to peer pressure or caring what other people thought for my decisions and my value system. I would hear things like, "Oh, she thinks she is so much better than us. Oh, she's stuck up. Oh, and she doesn't hang out around our kind." And so on and so forth. I mean, I could literally go on for pages, hours, talking about the things that have been said against me for having integrity. But because I'm authentic to my true form, I'm not swayed from my own moral convictions just because people don't agree with me. I can take a punch or two when it comes to adversity. I don't care. I'm going to always stand to what's true and what my moral convictions are on the inside. I learned to say to people who thought that I was better than them, "Yep, you're right." And keep it moving. I also learned to stop giving so much energy to folks that don't pay my bills, that don't serve my God or help me provide or protect my family. If they don't qualify based on those measures, then they are disqualified from my worry, from my heartache or headache. They are officially irrelevant. And I suggest that you take on the same form too. You see, integrity is a hard principle and it's defined so many different ways, but simple enough, it just means being honest and having good morals and ethically great standards. You know, integrity has nothing to do with being perfect, yet everything to do with being true to oneself or being authentic. Integrity is an action word. So once you know about it, you must do something with the knowledge you have gained. What will that change be? How can you exercise integrity in your authenticity? That's what I'd like to leave you with today. How can you exercise integrity in your authenticity? I'd like to thank you all so much for listening to another episode of Authentically Arletta's podcast. We will be taking a 1-month recess and we will be returning on Thursday, September 5th. where we will continue our discussion on all things authenticity. Please do continue to join me on my several different social sites, on LinkedIn, on YouTube, Facebook, and Instagram, all at Authentically Arletta. If you need a dynamic lifestyle speaker and you're looking for a great motivational speaker for your next event, please look no further than AuthenticallyArletta.com. Sign up and fill in a contact form and I will get back to you at my earliest convenience. And don't worry, you guys, this is not the last you'll hear from me. We will be talking soon. God bless.